St. Augustine, the 5th century doctor of the church, writes that none can love what he does not know. If we want to love someone or something, we have to know about them. I can see this truth clearly in my relationship with God. Looking over the years, I have found that the more I learn about Christ and his church, the deeper my relationship with God has become. I was fortunate enough to attend Catholic primary and high schools and grow up in a Catholic home. This gave me the building blocks I required to have faith at a young age. However, in high school, I needed more to really understand God's love for me. Like many young people, the idea that God loved me didn't seem to stack up against life's questions and difficulties. That is when really learning about my faith helped me to grow in my relationship with God. Through various youth camps, conversations with other Catholics, and a lot of reading, I came to know on a profound level that God knew me and loved me as his beloved child. When I read about Jesus telling St. Teresa of Avila that he would create the world again just to hear her say she loved him, or heard a Franciscan priest explain the depth of Jesus' thirst for each and every one of us, I realized God's closeness and how eagerly he desired to be a part of my life. These are truths I never would have figured out on my own. I had to read them, hear them, let them open doors of my heart I didn't even realize were tightly shut. Faith education puts words to the feelings we can't describe. I remember when I first heard the idea of spiritual pruning explained at a local youth group. I felt a great sense of consolation that all the little and big struggles in my life had a greater purpose for God's glory. Although I probably wouldn't have called it a consolation at the time. Before learning about consolation or desolation, I simply called those feelings a Jesus moment. Because of this education in my faith, I began to have something of what St. John Henry Newman describes as a sacramental imagination. If you read widely about God and people's encounters with him, you begin to see his hand everywhere. You even see his hand in history. In university, I have learnt about Platonism, materialism, nihilism, and even phenomenological personalism. For me, everything seems to point straight to humanity's unchanging desire for God and his fullness. He is the source of the truth, beauty, and goodness that we seek. So I believe St. Augustine was right. If you want to love God, learn about him, learn about his goodness. But don't just know about Jesus. Get to know him personally in prayer, because he is the greatest teacher of all.